How you guys doing? I love you too. Love you all. I was gonna go like this today. I was gonna go. Yes. They're all tall. I mean, it's just like. So anyway, blessings to you all, beautiful children of God. Let's start off with a prayer. It's just like, just pray for me, because I'm just kind of like, I don't. I can sing up there, but. I don't know about talking in the air. It's like, it's all different. So Lord, we come into your presence, oh Lord Jesus. Let us be worthy of your praises. Send us your Holy Spirit, Lord. Show us the path. Lord, we ask that you open our eyes of our hearts, surrender and receive, and be filled with your peaceful love. Let your Holy Spirit take full control of us. Lord, appoint us to where you wanted us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we'll start off with Sirach 47:9. He appointed singers with harps before the altar to make sweet melody with their sounds. So, you know the song, "This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long." Again. "This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long." Oh, it's a beautiful song. I like that old hymn. So the word that I was asking when Pastor Caroline told me that I'm going to be speaking here, sharing with you guys, not teaching, because sharing is just like, the word "appointed" came to me. So like Pastor Carolyn and Pastor Ed told me, they appointed me to speak for today. So to share the goodness of God, where would I start? So it's just kind of like, I only have 20 minutes, right? So I got lots. We got lots. I mean, my wife and I got lots. So just gonna, where would I start? So we'll start with the Hebrews 3, verse 2. Jesus was faithful to the one who appointed him, just like Moses was faithful in God's house. So again, when Pastor Caroline told me to speak in front of you guys, I was just like, I don't know, I'm struggling with this. I'm trying to figure out what to say, but I do have something to share. I do have something to share because, God has always been there. Always been there. You just don't see it. Sometimes we just kind of like, we always look at the, what he didn't give us. We don't see what he already given us, which is the knowledge of him, first of all, the knowledge of his love. So that, ever since I was a child growing up, I mean, we were raised Catholic. And I knew him. We fear him, and I know he's there, and we pray for him. We pray to him and everything. Every time when I'm in the bind, like this speech that or the this sharing that I was gonna say, I was just like, "Lord, what am I gonna share with my brothers and sisters?" But always when I'm in a bind, I always stand still. Pray to him, and just kind of, everything's just dandy. Everything will be, everything will be fine. Where would I start? So, Pastor Caroline, Pastor Ed, appointed me. So the word today is appointed. The reason why I'm in the music ministry is I was appointed by, lo and behold, Pastor Gordon. He's here, you know? So it's just like, and when God appointed you to something, you can kick and scream. You can kick and scream, but if he wants you to do something, I mean, you know, the path always leads there. Always leads there. I mean, you can go anywhere. It's like, you can go left, you can go right, but the path always leads to where he wants you to be. Like, I asked my mom, "Mom, I'm going to be speaking on that Sunday. Any pointers?" I said, "Oh, just pray for the Holy Spirit, you know."
Amen.
It says, let you know, like, call for wisdom, and you call for the Holy Spirit's wisdom, and make sure you tell him that I have prayed for you for 25 years. So it's just like, okay, Mom. It's like, you know, it's like, and I told her, it's like, are you done praying for me? It's like, no, I'm still praying for you. But, you know, like, yeah, just to a different path, I prayed for 25 years. So, hey, thank you, Mom, you know. So those who are praying for your kids, keep praying. So that's what she said, you know, keep praying. Because, you know, again, that path leads you to the anointed, you know, the appointed path that you're supposed to go. So I, you know, like, and then another one is, God has appointed me to take care of my beautiful gift, which is my wife. So we are appointed to each other. So let me tell you about the story of how everything started. In 2003, I decided to take a sabbatical, my 40th sabbatical trip. So you know my age now, 2003. Like that particular trip. Oh, I forgot my timer. Your timer? Yeah, you just go like. So that sabbatical trip changed my life and my path forever. I mean, you know, that's the reason why I'm here. And, you know, first of all, traveling through Europe, my mom asked me, you know, as you go past by a cathedral or church, go inside, pray, thankfulness, safety, you know, call unto God. And I said, okay. And I did that in one of the churches. I'm not so sure if it's in Copenhagen, but I came in. It was a little dark. I can recall the stained glass windows all shining, and there's a girl that's kind of singing, like practicing her choral or whatever, her songs for the next mass or something. But it was all solemn. It was all solemn. So I kneeled down, and I thank him for everything that I, you know, that he has done for me. And suddenly I was taken back. I was taken back, like somebody pulled me back from where I started praying to him. And most of all the prayers I had was done. He's given me. Like most, and then I started to kind of feel a hand on the shoulders, kind of like, and then I started to tear up. I was just like, oh, where is this coming from? But I felt the presence of, you know, that's when you said the aha moment, or, you know, some people, you know. So my prayer was payback, you know, payback. What can I do for you, Lord? It's not anymore than what you can do for me. It's just like, Lord, I want to serve you. You know, like that's my spirit, or my, you know, my whole being saying, Lord, all that you've done, what God has done, let me sacrifice, you know, I'm going to be your living sacrifice, as my dad would say, your living sacrifice. And then after that prayer, as I was standing up, I would say, my last prayer was, oh, by the way, on this trip, would I be meeting my long life partner? And if I should, can she be Filipina? Please, you know. So I didn't really thought of that prayer until I got to Greece. You know, my mom told me She gave me an address. If you're in Greece, go visit the congregation, that, you know, like a branch of congregation that they have. It's called Comfy, right? And introduce yourself, you know, like know the people and everything. So it's like, okay, I don't promise, Mom, because I got 3 months to 3 months to do 23 countries. That's what my target was. And I only did 19. And I'm not really, you know, because I stayed over longer in Greece. I don't know why. I was in Athens for 4 days. I left for an island. And somehow, I kind of like, God is like, you know, you got to go to that mission house. They call it a mission house. You got to go and see the folks that your mom was telling you. You got to meet them and everything. So I did. Like, again, he appointed me to go to the mission house. Hence, I met my wife, Elma. So I met her Thursday. I asked her to marry me Sunday. And that's about 15 years ago. So you know that God's plan is, you know, appointed me to, you know, without dilly-dallying around, just kind of like, I'm going for a trip. So you I like you, I love you, and you know, like, you marry me or not? They're gonna, it's not that way, but you know, it was just it was more subtle. But lo and behold, it was just, that's when it started happening. Right? Because I've been baptized as a Christian in 1983. My mom forcefully asked me. Because my mom, she's one of my spirit leaders. So she had me baptized in 1983. But at the age of 40, which is a significant to a Bible number, you know, 40 is a, you know. That's when I really stepped into his realm. What I say, like he, that's where I kind of, oh, I like this, you know, I like this. It's just kind of, and then my wife gave me a Bible, like as I continue my trip. I was just like, funny thing about the Bible is, like, when I came back from my trip, I went to my sister and visited her. She told my mom, your son is reading a Bible. I was just like, she's like, he can't, you know, like every morning I see him, he's reading a Bible. And my mom says, I have been giving you a Bible ever since, and you just put it on the side, and here's this lady gives you a Bible. He can't never, you know, like, again, God used Elma. Amen. to point me into the right direction. So thank God, you know. So I love you. You know, it's. I didn't really thought of that prayer until you came. You know, you kind of. Oh, you know, it's just like you never thought of that prayer. I didn't think of that prayer until one after the other comes happening. You know, first thing I read in the Bible was Proverbs. I got the notes. It was Proverbs 1:20-21. It says, listen, wisdom is calling out on the streets and in the marketplace, calling loudly at the city gates and wherever people come together. So that was the first thing, you know, when I opened it, it's like, it's right there. It's just like, it's just like, everything is just like, God has, again, appointed a direction for us. Each and every one of us. So it's just a matter of listening. But me, I'm hard-headed. Sorry, I'm hard-headed. But God knows each and every one of us, how He works, how to work with us, right? So He used my hard-headedness to, again, just point me to that direction, and you know, some mistakes but God gave me a vision. I mean, they told me that it's not a mistake, but it's a path one must take. So it's just kind of like, you know, if you do it again, I mean, that's like fool me once, you know, anyway. So that is the beginning of my walk with Him. So if I would write a book, it's called, I can say, I Knew Him,
I met him, and then I walked with him. I like the past, you know, present and future. So it's a funny thing when you surrender your everything to God. I mean, it's just like you can't do it yourself. I mean, you can't. You're not Superman. Sorry, I'm not. You know, it's like when we. I'll tell you about the house first. The house when we. That's another grace from God. Kind of. So, I went and got Elma. I stayed in Greece for 9 months. For you know, like the immigration says, oh yeah, you can get your wife. Yeah. So okay, good. I dropped everything. I quit my job, and packed all my stuff, put it in the storage, and went to Greece. Because I don't know how long it's going to take us for the visa to come back here. So I'm trying to, you know, like we like I, a short story. I took her here September in Vancouver, and it was too dreary in Vancouver, so I had to move her somewhere. And I was working for Home Depot. And Home Depot was opening here. So it gave me a chance to have a full-time job and at the same time move to a city where houses still cheaper. Because, you know, like I said, I wanted that's the first thing I wanted. I pray for the Lord is to give her a place of her own so she can call her own. Like, I belong here. And, you know, because we don't have a family here. She doesn't have a family here. And I've been here for a long time. So I feel like I'm both. More Canadian than Filipino, but both. So we moved here December, and by February or March, we were driving into facing the mountains, and I opened my mouth. I was like, my love, God will give us a property or a house with that view. And she said, yeah. She knows, like, we don't have that much money, you know, like our savings is not depleted because not working for 9 months. And so she was just like, she's agreed with me. It's like, oh yeah. And I want it on your birthday. You know, I want it on your birthday. So this was February 2007, you know, because we moved 2006 December. So that's when she came in, 2006 September. So anyway, I told her that God will give us a house with that view, and I want it on your birthday. So somebody showed me a house, and nothing really particular to this house. I drove in, I went inside, and as soon as I see the bay window, I was there for like almost a minute just looking at it. And then I went out to the deck, and I go, really? That's what I was like, really? And like, you know, I was just like, I just mentioned this to my wife, you know? So again, cut the story short. You know the day that we signed the paper? Her birthday. You know, so, you know, like I get goosebumps when God has perfect timing. He always have perfect timing. So so it's just kind of, and then we got the house, okay? Like, we got the house, and then I didn't have a job because I was working as a contractor and things like that. And but I was still sleeping at night. Why? Because, Lord, you know, like we have mortgage, Lord, you know. So we got little by little, we got, you know, into the point where, like, very, you know, we still don't forget our tithes. We didn't forget our tithes. We still, you know, we're still tight. And but God is awesome. This God has always been there, and it's just a matter of us trying to figure out what and where He wants us to be. So, I just want to share to you when my wife gave me Bible. See, still use that. It's a used Bible, isn't that? So I put in the back, Lord, I pray that you bless us or bless me and my family with. The first one was children. No tick mark there yet. But we don't ponder on the things we don't have. We ponder on the things we have. You know, again, He might appoint us to a different direction. You know, business, check. Healthy wife, check. visa for Canada for my wife, check. House, check. A foundation that will help others, check. A long life, I'll check that off around 90 years old, you know, so I'm just gonna, or 100. Let's go 100. It'll be like, so, and I don't know why I put fellowship. I don't know why I put fellowship in there. So I'm just kind of like, so maybe I'm still, you know, like when I open it up again, it's like, fellowship. Okay, Lord, what was I thinking when I said fellowship? So anyway, in conclusion, this world of ours has this power to pull you in a different direction. In not so good of a place, your body, your mind, your spirit. To take the world and its life changes, one could not, except if you have Jesus in you. You know, the love and the joy He will give you, He will protect you, He will guide you in this ongoing battle. Like what we did, like, you know. So He will appoint you to where you're supposed to be. Just stay still, because it works. You know, it works. Because stay still and surrender. That's the word. Surrender is just like, you know, it's like some people, they don't know how to do it. They're like, take full control. Like, you know, and let Him take full control. With this is incredible appointed place for you, for each and every one of you. So the last verse I have is 1 Timothy 1:12. I thank Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has given me the strength because He considered me faithful. So He appointed me to ministry. And I thank You, Lord.